tracho, the sports term tracho, in the Pauline epistles. This term is found 20 times in the New Testament and speaks of two types of activity. It indicates rapid movement of either people or animals. The writer of Hebrews used it in a sports metaphor describing the necessity for a lasting faith and faithfulness in the Christian's walk. Hebrews 12:1. The sports metaphor is clearest in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 26. Paul describes the athlete's action in the game. He also compared the progress of the Christians in Corinth toward Christ-likeness with the runner in the games through the continued use of tracho. The apostle wrote, "The runners run, so run," verse 24. Then he used tracho in verse 26 to speak of his mission as an apostle. Paul also writes of his missionary activity with the metaphor in Galatians 2:2 and Philippians 2:16. Using tracho in this way most likely represents a combination of the sports image with the Septuagint use of the word to speak of activities by prophets and messengers in the Old Testament. 2 Samuel 18:19, 1 Kings 18:46, and Jeremiah 23:21. Paul also used tracho in Romans 9:16 with the idea of human will or exertion in living a godly life. The word by itself is a picture of the athlete striving vigorously and with great effort. Additionally, Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3:1 used tracho to show the progress of the gospel. This use lines up with the use of it in the Septuagint in Psalm 147:15, where what is running quickly is the word of the Lord. So two ways are shown for his term. The first way is running in a race, and is the usual use by Paul. The first sense is effort that is strenuous and extensive. The second is general progress, and is only seen in this verse.